Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Edie is on the phone, and Edie wants us to call a guy named Russell, although probably doesn't matter if Russell doesn't want to go out with her again, because she's got kind of another boyfriend anyway, so Edie's got options.
Come on, that's not really fair. Come on.
Well, it's kind of the truth, Edie, a little bit.
No, I'm really not exclusive with anybody, so I don't see what the big deal is, really.
Well, either way, we're about to call Russell, and Edie met Russell out at a bar. They left the bar, and then they had a pizza off because they were talking about their favorite pizza places. They both went to each other's pizza place, had a slice. They fed each other their slices, which I think is kind of weird, but anyway, they did that. And the only awkward moment that Edie can think of is at the end of the night where she did tell him that she's kind of dating another guy, but she is single. But she shouldn't have told him that because that might be why he's not calling back.
Yeah.
So you don't think that I should have told him then? Is that what it is?
Well, I just think that that's could be a reason he's not calling you back, because if I went out with a girl and she said she was dating another guy, I might be like, oh, well, she doesn't really want to date me that bad.
Yeah, I'm kind of with him on that. Like, you should have just left it more vague is, I think, our only criticism.
I just wanted to be, like, open and honest. If this is, like, really something special, I want to just start it, like, with a clean plate, just honesty.
So if you want to start
that
with
doesn't work. That's a lie.
Right there.
That's not true. I think that's a great way to start a relationship. But does that mean that you're willing to totally ditch the other guy and just go out with him if that's what he wants you to do?
Well, I mean, that would be down the line because we've only been on one date and okay. I just want him to like go out with me again first.
Nope. If we're going to do the second date update, Edie, I need you to commit to marriage with him right now. Otherwise, can't do it.
I need at least 3 more dates before I'm going to commit to marriage.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can figure out why he's not calling you back. Here we go.
Okay, awesome.
Hello?
Hey, is this Russell?
Yes, it is.
Hey, what's up, Russell? How are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
All right.
Yeah, just bragging about my job. I'm calling you today because one of our listeners sent us an email about you.
Oh, all right.
We do a segment on our show. It's called The Second Date Update. So, Edie, the girl you went out with a little while ago, you met at a bar. She emailed us because she really liked hanging out with you, but now it seems like you don't want to go out again.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, no, she did. Yeah, she did.
No.
Yeah, she did.
Definitely did. Definitely.
I mean, that's really nice. I think she's being nice.
What? What do you?
No, I don't think she's being nice. I think she really liked you.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Do you think that? I mean, she told us that she was dating somebody else, but they weren't exclusive. Did that put you off?
I mean, like, not at the time, but...
But now it bothers you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Why all of a sudden?
Yeah.
So she told you about the pizza off then?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we did this pizza competition. Hers was much better than mine.
Okay.
So I'm sorry for your loss.
So after that night... Thank you. So after that night, I decided to, like, go back to her pizza place because I thought it was great and I was going to pick up a slice.
Oh.
And as soon as I walked in, Edie was there with this other guy.
Oh,
shoot.
And...
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah, but she's single. That's, even know that she's on a date, man. It's her favorite pizza place. Of course she's going to be there, you guys.
With
Everyone is freaking
guy?
Out for no reason. Yes, women have friends, Jose. It happens.
I don't know. That's sketchy.
Yeah.
I mean, their body language really felt like a date. It didn't feel like friends. It felt like, it looked like a date.
Could be a cousin. I hold hands with my cousin.
But you guys, even if it is a date, who cares? Russell, you're not in a relationship with her. You went on one date. You guys didn't even kiss.
Yeah, sure. But the thing is that this guy was like far, far more better looking than I will ever be. Yeah. And he knew how to dress. His clothes looked good. He was like a Disney prince. I mean, after seeing that, like, I couldn't ask her out again.
Wait. You don't want to date her because the other guy she's kind of seen is better looking than you?
Yes.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Look, like, I've seen this story before, and if you're going to put me up against, like, a gladiator, I'm done. It's like, I can't put in like my time and my energy and like weeks and days to try to compete with this guy. Like, that's not going to happen.
But you... So you're just giving up the race before you even start running it.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's ludicrous. You don't, I mean, this guy could be an idiot. This guy could be a jerk. This guy could be boring. Looks aren't everything. Yeah, they're fun for a little while, but they don't last. You could be the long haul, the marathon runner that wins the race, Russ.
Well, it's actually more than that because, like, they look good together. They look like a couple. They're like, like when you buy a frame and they're in the frame.
Right. Okay, so you're doing the world a favor by letting them date each other because they should be, because they're both hot and they'll make hot babies too.
They're going to have wonderful children.
Oh my God, you guys. She is obviously not even that interested in that guy. If she was head over heels for this guy, she wouldn't have ever even gone out on a date with you, let alone contacted us to call you.
I mean, it put a bad, just like a bad feeling in my stomach. Like, I didn't even order pizza. Like, I just turned around and left.
Wow, you know it's bad when another dude is so hot, you lose your appetite, right?
I mean, that's just, it's just how it is. And like, if you talk to her again, you know, I wish her the best in her future relationship, but it's just like, it's obvious.
Okay, well, you can wish her the best yourself because Edie is on the other line listening and wants to talk to you, Russell.
Hi, Russell.
Oh, God.
Hey, are you okay? I'm sorry. I feel bad now that I'm hearing what happened.
I mean, I'm fine. Are you... I don't know what to say.
Hey, I feel really bad. I'm so sorry that you saw that. I had no idea.
Were you on a date?
Yeah, it was a date.
Oh,
yeah.
Man!
Was it with the other guy?
It was the other guy. Oh. Yeah, it was the other guy. But...
Well, congratulations, Edie. He sounds amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
I totally knew it. I called it.
Okay, so, I mean, it was a date, but it was just casual. Like, it wasn't a big deal. I had so much fun with you the other night, and so I was just really hoping that we could go out again.
I mean, after seeing what else you're dating, like, I don't know if I can.
What else?
Like, I can't. Like, that's all I'm going to be thinking about.
Maybe Edie wants to slum it. Russell, you don't know.
You guys, everybody.
No,
Edie,
no.
Tell him what you think is so attractive about him.
Okay, Russell, you have no idea. Like, I've dated, like, super muscly guys in the past, and, like...
I'm not feeling any better.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing, though. Well, I felt like we had something really special, and I just felt like we connected almost immediately, and just we had, like, more depth in one date than I felt with, you know, other guys in the past. And, I mean, I don't want you to beat yourself up about any of this because I think you're really good-looking, and I think you're really attractive, and, like, you have such a great personality that I just want to, like, spend more time with you and get to know you.
Thanks. It's I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm a great fit for, like, I don't know, like, more for, like, a normal girl. Like, you're really smoking, and this dude was really smoking, and I'm like, smoking people should be with smoking people. Like,
oh my gosh.
No, you have to mix the attractiveness, Russ.
Yeah, mix like it up.
Throw people for a loop.
Okay, I think you are an attractive guy. Like, I think I was really attracted to you. Like, I like slender. Like, your whole look and vibe is great. I think you're really attractive.
Aww. Edie, like, thanks. Like, the compliments are great. But, like, I saw you guys together on this date, and, like, you guys were laughing and, like, could see that you guys were, like, adorable. And it makes sense. And it's like a romantic comedy in a pizza place. Oh, like, I can't.
It sounds like Russell just wants to watch a reality show of Edie and whoever you're dating, Edie.
Yeah, I can't even see it anymore. I gotta move on. I can't.
I'm just really disappointed. I mean, I really thought that, like, there was something there, and I hope that I wasn't wasting my time going through all of this because I really hoped that we could reconnect and just, like, you know, see if we could be adorable together too.
Oh, come on, Russ.
You hear that, Russell?
Around.
Russell, would you go out on a second date with Edie? We'll pay for it.
I mean, yeah, I really would, but if I was her, I'd say no.
Oh.
You're not her, Russ. You're just answering for you.
She wants to go out with you. So the choice is yours.
You know what? I'll say yeah. And we'll probably have a good time, but I can just foresee like a day or two or a month or two, she's going to be like, why did I ever do that thing?
Wow.
Are you calling yourself that thing?
I am.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, Ross, I think there could be something there, but just like have confidence. I mean, just don't worry about this other, you know, muscly guy. Just forget about him. You have so many great qualities and things that I really appreciate.
Yeah, my pizza feeding skills are just 100%. Yeah.
Exactly, Russell. I bet you that guy's body fat's so low, he doesn't even eat pizza. You can eat all the pizza you want with Edie.
Hey. That's right. I'm carb friendly.
Yeah. And you know what? That's hot, Russ. That is hot right there.